Good morning, good evening, I mean, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. I hope everybody's doing good. I hope you guys are having a good day so far. My day is so-and-so, so can't complain. Little outburst this morning with my grandmother. I know it's a shame, you know, with my grandmother having an outburst, you know, but I'm working on myself, I'm working on it, you know, so don't be afraid to express yourself. You know, just keep it cool sometimes. Keep it cool. So otherwise, I think this segment is going to be about, what's it called? Anger and emotions. So let's get it started. I just want to thank you guys again for listening and everything. But I also want to tell you, I just noticed they had a sponsorship on here. And so I would like to just let you guys know there will be a 30-second break after the segment to the outro. And then it will finish off. So please, I hope you don't mind it. I appreciate it if you guys continue to listen. And also, I just... The sponsor is also trying to encourage you guys to start your own podcast, which I would love for you guys to do as well. So please, please still listen, even though there might be one sponsorship in there. That's 30 seconds. I appreciate it very much. Thank you. So to get this segment started, give me one moment. I have to make sure I did not miss a phone call today. Okay, so I did not miss my phone call for the house. So, you know, anger and your emotions. Oh boy, do they get the best of you? And I speak from personal, and I mean personal experience. I've allowed my anger to get the best of me multiple times with my aunt, my grandmother, my sister, my mom, my friends, my wife, or my fiance, or my ex-wife, or fiance, whatever she wants to be called. And it sucks, and it hurts, because then you start pushing everybody away, and then you start losing everybody that you care about and you love. And it really hurts, and it really sucks. You know, I'm not going to lie. I have asked for help, and I have taken help from where I can get it as much as I can. And it's just hard, you know. Right now, I'm currently taking medications to help with my anger, and they somewhat help. If I take too many, like at nighttime, they tell me to take two, and then I wake up, I kind of feel loopy a little bit. And so I figure, let me cut back on taking two and at nighttime. Just take one at nighttime, you know. I take one throughout the day to help me out. And right now, it's helping at points and times. And so, I just feel like if you really need that help, then you need to go out and go get it and go look for that help. Right now, through my medical insurance that I have, I will be getting help from them. And I think it's, I don't know if it's $100 every session or if it's $100 for the 8 sessions of the class that they have. And so when time comes, I'm going to take that class and better myself and get my anger under control, because that's what I really need in my life. Sorry. Otherwise, you know, what's going to happen? I'm going to lose every battle that I have. And that wolf inside of me, like I spoke in my last segment, where you have two wolves inside of you. One's positive, one's negative. And it just, you know, it depends on which one you feed. Will be more active and more positive in your life. Or more positive. Which one will be more active in your life and showing more. And it's the negative one right now. The negative one is really getting to me right now. It's really biting me in my ass. And
it really sucks and it really hurts right now. And so what I have to say is, no, don't feed that negative wolf. Try as hard as you can. Stay positive. Don't think about the negative. Even with all you see and all you know, don't think about it. Just keep positive. And so that's what I'm trying to do. Just stay positive. Keep on track. You know, just try anything and everything I can. So I'm soon going to go to anger management classes. I just missed a sign up probably a couple weeks ago. And it sucks. So, but, you know, so be it. You know, I missed that class, so I could get the next one. So be it. I will get the next one. And so, basically, what I'm saying is, don't wait till the last minute to really try to get everything like in perspective or get it right, you know, because it will bite you in the ass. You want to get it. You want to face it head on. You want to do it right then and there and not bullshit. And so that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to really not bullshit anymore. And I'm trying to get out there, get active and everything. So hopefully I can do it. Hopefully I can make it. And that would be nice. So that would be great. So that's what I'm trying to do right now as of my life. And, you know, I want others to know. Obviously, you're not the only one that suffers from anger issues or problems. I apologize. But yes, you guys aren't the only ones that suffer from anger issues or problems. A lot of people do. I do. And it sucks. It sucks really bad. It really does. But you know what? So be it. I have to deal with it. And I'm going to learn how to progress with my anger and keep it in check and everything. And so, once I do that, I think everything will really come to amends and, you know, be fine and work itself out and I not have to worry a lot more and everything. So, just want everybody to know, you're not alone, you know, that's what I'm trying to tell everybody, you know, we are all human beings, we all make mistakes, we all have issues, we all have problems, and everybody's been through some type of, you know, some type of trial and tribulation within their life, you know. That's what God does. He puts us through trials and tribulations constantly. And right now, I'm going through one of mine. And so, if I could defeat it and beat it, then so be it. And if it's going to whoop my... I apologize. And if it's going to whoop my ass, then I'm going to let it whoop my ass for now. But I'm going to come back swinging harder than ever before. Because I am not done fighting against it. Nor am I done fighting for my family. You know, so I just want people to realize that and know that, that even though you may have issues or problems, you know, the more you fight for them to be, you know, to get rid of them, the more you fight for them so you could control them and understand them better, the better your life will be eventually. And I'm serious, the better it will be. You know, I'm starting to notice that, and really wish I would have noticed it earlier, you know, as a kid and almost a teenager in my teenage years, I smoked a lot of weed and everything, thinking that was all right, thinking that was going to help me out, and push back on my problems and issues and everything. And so, eventually, it just bit me in my ass. So, like I was saying, it will come to bite you in the ass. Mine has already bit me, you know, multiple times, and so... Now I have to deal with it, so I'm dealing with it now. Push it through. One thing you can do that my therapist taught me is, oh my gosh, apologize so much yawning this morning. But one thing that my therapist told me that I realized to do, take a deep, deep breath. Make sure you feel it in your gut, like in your stomach, and then release. Keep doing that, and then whatever you're angry about, realize it, write it down, and then find some things that you can do to take your mind off of it. So Realize what you're angry about, what's wrong, what your fears or doubts are. Write that fear, that doubt down. And then leave it be. Put the stop sign in front of your mind saying stop worrying about it, stop thinking about it, and go do something else. Go do something else. And so I feel like right now I told her fishing, going to my homeboy's house, or going up to the mountains. And so I was angry this morning. What we did was, I couldn't go to the mountains, have my daughter. And so what I did was I went out and we took her and we went for a walk. Walked her to school. So that was a little better. That was fine. But still, it really sucks and it's really hard and I hurt sometimes, but you have to roll with the punches. You know, you gotta figure out and think about who has the ball right now, whose court is the ball in. You know, if you're dealing with somebody that you're angry about, or even if the ball's in a situation's point of view, you know, the situation has the ball, you know, so just think about it. So if the situation has the ball, how are you gonna roll with it? So say it's you're angry because you got broken up with. That'd be a person. You're angry at your finances right now. Your bills, you know, they just keep adding up and you just keep losing money. And then, bam, you lose your job or something like that. So it's all in that situation's court. So how are you going to change that? You know, you're going to sit down, you know, think about it. Well, I can sit here and I can collect unemployment, but that's only half of what I annually get. I can sit here and then you can sit there and then you could try to go find a new job. Or you could sit there and work under the table for people. You know, so it's just different little things you have to think about. You know, and it just always helps because, you know, you're thinking. And sometimes if you're like me, you're thinking like a million different miles, a million miles an hour. Seriously, you're thinking just bam, 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 bam. And then you're not getting anything done. And that's how I feel sometimes. It's that I'm not getting anything done. And so that's when you need to really just slow your roll, put yourself in check, and then what you need to do is what's it called? Just write it down. Write everything down. Writing things down will help you remember more. And just keep that, you know, just get a notepad, a yellow notepad or just a blank notepad, and just write it down. Trust me, it will help. It will work. It will be one of the greatest things ever. I know I say this now, but trust me, it will. It helps me out sometimes. Well, most of the time it helps me out. And, you know, I'm pretty sure it will help you out as well. So, really just sit down and write things out. And, you know, you will be fine. You will be fine. Just remember that. Okay? So, if there's anything that you take away from here, it's just take deep breaths, relax, understand your situation, and try to understand the other person. And if you can't, then, you know, write things down. Write out different scenarios, not different scenarios, just write out different things you can do to improve on that situation or improve yourself and, you know, show the actions with that person. You know, so just really write them down, think about it, and then put those things that you wrote down into place. And as well, you know, remember to take deep breaths and find at least 3 things you can do that will help you take your mind off your anger in that situation and just make it disappear and evaporate. So I hope you guys have a good day. And I'm going to end it here and I will put the closing in. And we will see how this one goes. So, you know, I'm just getting back into the groove of doing the podcast and everything. And I'm going to keep doing them maybe once, twice a day. So, here we go. No, I just ended the segment. And I would just like to say, I hope you guys have a good day. Have a good morning. Have a good day, have a good evening, or have a good afternoon, have a good evening, and have a good night. I just want to thank you guys again for listening to the podcast, and I apologize if they're not as good as they used to be, but these are just things going on in my life right now, perspectives I'm portraying and seeing for myself as well, and just want to share this little insight with you, hopefully able to help one person throughout the day, and hopefully the next person be able that listens to it will be able to help the next person, you know. So again, I hope you guys have a good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, and a good day overall. Thank you for listening again, and I will be back either later today or tomorrow, so don't worry, I will catch you then.